USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has the coronavirus. The president met with Brazil's president and members of his staff at his Florida resort. Speaking at the White House, President Trump says lives are more important than the stock market.
And there's also a human impact, which is more important, frankly, than the financial, when you lose thousands of additional lives.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are divided over an emergency coronavirus spending bill. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says House and Senate Republicans are working with the White House to come up with a bill.
We should not just take a rush just because there's a bill. We want to make sure it works in the process of where we are going.
President Trump says he doesn't support the Democratic bill and favored a payroll tax cut. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First-time unemployment claims fell again last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The Labor Department saying around 211,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, and that was 4,000 fewer than the previous week. The biggest increases in claims were in New York, California, and Ohio. The steepest declines in claims in Massachusetts, Illinois, and North Carolina. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An outbreak for severe weather, including the threat for significant tornadoes, is forecast for a portion of the central and southern United States on Thursday. Cities at risk include tornado-ravaged Nashville, St. Louis, Memphis, and Louisville. A tornado watch is already in effect for portions of Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, which means the conditions are favorable for tornadoes to form. In addition to the threat of tornadoes, severe thunderstorms could include large hail and damaging winds. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sunday night's Democratic presidential debate is being moved from Phoenix to Washington, D.C. A statement from the DNC says the move was made out of an abundance of caution in order to reduce cross-country travel related to the growing coronavirus crisis. Regarding the 2020 presidential race, it's always a tall task to defeat the incumbent, as Democrats saw in 2004 and Republicans saw in 2012. Jim Messina, former campaign manager for President Obama's 2012 election, though, believes that former Vice President Joe Biden does have a chance to knock off President Trump.
I think Joe Biden is better prepared for a couple of reasons. One, the economic downturn we're currently seeing plays right into President Trump's strength on the economy. And if those economic numbers stay down into the second quarter.
But what if they stay up? I mean, what if they stabilize and the fundamentals are strong?
Then, you know, I think you're still going to have the closest election we've seen in a very long time. If you look at the president's numbers, his numbers are just trading in a very small band, as you and I've talked about before. Mm-hmm. He just isn't at the numbers Barack Obama was or George Bush was at this exact same moment.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and the United States is considering a response after a rocket attack killed three people, including two Americans in Iraq. Defense Secretary Mark Esper tells reporters at the Pentagon that all options are on the table. Two Americans and a British service member died Wednesday when rockets fell on a coalition base. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.